Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I just want to be trusted in all situations. Guy that's relied on defensively and offensively. And I think I have that. Now it's just about using that. So I'm really excited to get going here and establish myself as the player I know I can be.
Dylan Cousins' camp continues. 2 years ago, he had 31 goals, 68 points. Last year, 18 goals, 47 points. This year, a new coach. Your expectation for Cousins is?
Well, I want it to be closer to year 2 years ago. I'd like to see 25 to 35 goals. And I know it's a wide margin, but what type of role will Lindy entrust in Dylan Cousins is one thing. Like, if Cousins is out there shutting down the other teams and is doing well at going against, let's see, the Panarin line with Zibanejad or whatever, and playing against the number one lines on the other side and having a defensive role, 25 goals would be awesome. But if you're going to go toe-to-toe Thompson with the top lines, and that frees up Cousins and Quinn, and who knows if it's Kulik and
Benson's been out there a lot with him right now. Yeah.
Like, if it's that, then okay, you got to get to 30, 35 to be able to fill in the role that you have to do. And I like how he says, I want to start fast. I want to, set myself in a good way. Last year was a miserable start to the season for Dylan Cousins, in my opinion. And the loss of Jack Quinn was not easy, because Quinn, Peterka, Cousins had done so well that maybe that's what he expected to start with, and it just changed everything.
Thank you. We're on the same page as per usual. Quinn, of course, the birthday boy, which we've acknowledged earlier in the show, but Quinn with Cousins and whomever is on the other side, that's a huge part for me of evaluating what Dylan Cousins is this year under Lindy Ruff, because it's not for me just what Cousins' individual totals will be. It's what will his line mates post, right? And if Cousins is somewhere in between the 47 he had last year and the 68 the year before, that's fine. I just think there's great potential for whoever's on either side to also be very close to 25 and 30 goals respectively. It's like what I talked about when McLeod joined the organization. I'm like, if Ryan McLeod can take another step, because he might seemingly have a bigger role on this team, if he becomes a 40-point player, then that to me means could be the most we've ever seen out of Greenway production-wise, and or it's more likely to represent that Zucker's back to being a 20-goal guy like he's been before in his career. And these are all collectively, like, necessary things for to happen, right? For this group to get where it needs to get to.
So because we're all sports fans and we know Shohei Ohtani is chasing the 50-50 and there's guys in baseball chasing 40-40.
And by the way, he's already at 48-48 and no one's ever done that before. So we don't need to have round numbers. It's the greatest.
I just like the round numbers. I'm a round number guy. So I like say scoring 69 goals for Matthews last year was great. 70 would have been so much better. It's a round number. I love it. But I think, like, you look at Dylan Cousins, 30-30. Like, that's two big round numbers. It would be 60 points. Is 60 points to 68 he had 2 years ago? No. But is it much better than last year? Yes. So there's the round numbers, 30-30 for Dylan Cousins. That would be the expectation. Can it be 25-35? Can it be 32-28? Whatever. Yeah. But if he's 30-30, that means Jack Quinn is probably getting close to 30-30 as well. Which that means we're going in the right direction.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, the similarities between quotes at this time of year, it does feel a little repetitive. And this is not a Sabre thing. This is a sports thing. But sometimes within that, you do have to focus on the individual and try to feel like what their level of accountability is for this coming season and how much they're putting on themselves to, you know. And I think Quinn, he's a quieter one of many of the players on the team, but I can't imagine there's a player in that group, any of these groups, all three groups that are skating each day. I can't imagine that there is a player who is expecting to have a massive role on this team, a more massive role than Jack. Honestly, I just think this kid is so driven.
When Jack Quinn was on the ice last year, it just felt
but
different.
Even if it wasn't, like, even if, like, you were to break it down wins and loss wise, like, because like it doesn't always translate.
No,
right?
It doesn't.
So you but you know exactly what I'm saying here, right? Because it's not a numbers thing. I think there's a personal, oh my gosh, I didn't play in nearly enough games to help this team, right? Yeah. And I get it. You can't control this. And every young player that does struggle with some injuries goes through this and the weight of not being there to help your teammates. But I think in a positive way, I think Jack Quinn is absolutely in the right position to be able to tackle this year head on.
Here's what I was dreaming about last night, okay? I was dreaming of a power play one because Darlene talked about when there was questions from the audience at FanFest on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Somebody talked about the power play, and Rasmus says, well, 2 years ago, we just fed Tage Thompson the puck for one-timers, and then about Christmas time, teams adjust, and we didn't adjust, and our power play started to slip 2 years ago. And we know that. We've discussed it on this show, Duffer. Mm-hmm. Second half of 2 years ago, power play wasn't great. Last year, power play wasn't great. They didn't adjust. I was dreaming of Dahlin as the quarterback, Tage in his usual left flank position with the one-timer, and then Tuck and maybe J.J. Paterka in the middle of the ice as, you know, righty, lefty, whatever. You're going to switch front net front presence and bumper depending on what side the puck is. Mm-hmm. But Jack went on the right flank. Even though he's a right-hand shot, I think he can do that fake coming in, slide the puck across to Thompson on the one-timer. He's got the great shot to keep everybody honest. Like, we can't just not pay attention to Jack Quinn. If he's going to attack the middle of the box, we have to converge to him.
Yes.
And that allows Dahlin to maybe come in, Tuck to open up, Paterka to open. I was dreaming of Jack Quinn on the right side. I wasn't really dreaming. I was just like watching TV and my mind just wandered to another dimension. But Jack Quinn on the right side and Thompson on the left on the power play. And now I'm like, oh, well, there's a Jack Quinn effect right there. Like, he not just on the 5-on-5 and Dylan Cousins. Maybe that leaks into the power play.
All right, see if you can do this. 20 seconds or less on all of these rapid-fire NHL topics. Robin Leonard's situation in Vegas with him not reporting is causing speculation that maybe Vegas will get out from under his cap hit this year, where they've had to they probably don't care as much about the money. Easy for me to say. I'm not the owner, but it is Vegas after all. What do you think is going to happen here with the, like, are they going to end up putting him back on long-term, or do you think that they're going to escape the need for long-term IR for Leonard?
This is a lot of noise, but I would assume that it's going to be Robin, show up, get evaluated, then they'll put you in long-term IR. He didn't show up. Everybody has to show up, but
he won't be reporting, though. That's the thing from the GM, Kelly McCrimmon. He will not be reporting through the
club
this year.
Send a doctor. The PA is going to send a doctor to him. The PA is going to say, listen, he doesn't have to go there, put himself through this mental hurdle, because we know Robin has struggled with mental health and he's had it really to, and maybe that's the reason. I mean, unlike if I'm bedridden because I have a bad back, you're going to send a, you know, I can't take a plane to Vegas. You're going to send a doctor to me to get evaluated. Well, mm-hmm. Maybe to him, that's going to trigger something bad and he doesn't want to go through it. They're going to send a doctor to him, be cleared. It will be fine.
Jeremy Swayman will sign when with Boston?
November 30th. That quote, I still can't believe Don Sweeney said, we're confident he will sign by December 1st. Like, if you miss two months of the season without Jeremy Swayman, you're not making the playoffs, Boston Bruins. It's not happening with
Corpusalo. You know what? They're a good enough team that they will be fine with Corpusalo in the short
not
term.
Happening. This is not Tampa with Jonas.
I know.
Johansson.
So I'm asking the question, when is he going to sign? Because you're
November
not serious.
30th.
You're not serious about that.
Donnie Sweeney is digging his heels in, and he's not giving them anything. And then when it's too late, Willie Nylander was the same thing. He signed very late, right, with the Leafs?
You really – you're being honest here with our audience that you think Swayman is going to miss 2 months?
I'm honest that Swayman wants his money, and Don Sweeney is digging in. And
I'm glad I asked the question.
Angry at the media yesterday. I'm like, he's mad at the whole thing.
Carter Verhaeghe will remain a Florida Panther beyond this year.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nope.
Well, he wants
to. Unfortunately, Garvey's the guy that is always like, well, you're great, but we don't have the space. So he's going to move on after this year's contract.
Thatcher Demko is supposed to talk later today. The GM admitted yesterday he doesn't know whether they will be looking for another goaltender in season here based on Demko's status. Do you think Demko provides incredible clarity later today? And do you think Vancouver adds another goaltender to help Artur Shelov's?
I think Vancouver is going to explore that. I don't think we'll get tons of clarity from Demko other than he'll evaluate or update everybody. That injury in the playoffs last year was a non-play. He just slid across at the end of a game, 30 seconds left. They were winning and everything. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it to me first. You said, did you see Demko not celebrating with anybody? He went right to the room. And I had to go back to the video and I saw him reverse VH tweak his knee without anybody. It was a His own player skated around the net with the puck, right? That's what he did. It was really weird. So these injuries scare me because there was no, like, legitimate contact.
I'll remind the audience, we're trying for 20 seconds or less on each of these topics.
I threw your side of the story with the whole thing. There's another 20
Dustin seconds. Dustin Tokarski, PTO with the Sens. Does he play a game in the NHL with Ottawa this year?
No.
Okay.
No, they'll try young guys if they have to call somebody up.
Okay, we just bought some time. Yes. Avalanche, starting the year potentially without Landeskog, Lekkonen, and Nichushkin. Do you think it will be a challenge for them?
No, I think that the Colorado Avalanche have MacKinnon and Makar, and Georgiev, I think, is going to bounce back with a good year now. They have Justus Enninen as his backup, and he showed last year he can do it. Drew Wayne may have more ice time, more opportunities. It's on him to perform.
Evander Kane will miss how much of the upcoming season after announcing that he will need six parts of him fixed surgically? Two sports hernias and four muscle tears, as he now will go under the knife very soon to rectify all of these issues.
So I think January 1st is when we will see Evander Kane come back. Wow. I know, I get it, two sports hernia and muscle tears and
it's
all
like
that.
Superman, I think, if
but
he comes back that soon.
Sports hernia is about 10 weeks. So I'm saying it's going to be about 3.5 months. I say middle of January.
I think Nashville's done tinkering, because I was reading today that Barry Trotz might still be angling to make another move. And the article suggested that if he does go in this direction, Dante Fabro might be a piece that they would consider moving after the, the deals that they've made on their blue line. And I'm like, Nashville should be all in this year. I don't know if you want to move off of Fabro at this point, but what do you think of that?
I think Barry Trotz is a riverboat gambler as a general manager, which he was never as a coach or, involved. And he was very conservative. I like the approach, but I don't think Nashville is moving right now unless they start with a really tough first month of the season. I think they're done. They only have $600,000 under the cap right now. And if they move Fabro at 2.5, well, okay, you can go get a $3 million player, but it's not getting a $6 million guy.
All right. Who signs first, Perfetti or Mercer? Winnipeg, New Jersey.
Yeah. I'd like to think it's Mercer, but I feel like Mercer can demand a little bit more. Perfetti should sign.
Okay. The Stemko thing, is that new? He's going through some movements at Canucks. What does that mean?
He's going on the ice early before, everybody go. And he's doing his, like, Carey Price did that for a long time. Carey Price
stopped some shots,
did that for totally. a whole year.
Yeah, this is wild.
Well, Carey Price couldn't go down. Like, he was stopping shots on his feet. He couldn't go down butterfly because he had the knee injury, the surgery, the whole thing. So going on the ice is...
Hang on, we got to go. We're going to be back right after this on Sabres Live.
We're late.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.